This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Right, so for tonight's halacha shir, we've got a very interesting topic connected to the parsha. Parsha's chukas. The pasuk says, "Vayvo bnei Yisrael kol ha'edom mitbatzin b'chodesh harishon v'yeshev ha'om b'chodesh v'tomos shom Miriam." And Miriam dies. V'tikov shom. So this is a good opportunity to talk about organ donation, because most organ donation happens post-death. But what we're going to talk about tonight is live organ donation. Post-death organ donation is much more complicated. And perhaps that's for shir for another time. Heart, lung, brain, whatever. That's in halacha, that's much more complicated. What we're going to focus on this evening is live organ donation, primarily kidneys, where the person, the donor, is still alive and you're taking it from them and giving it to some recipient. And that is a very interesting area of halacha. There are lots of tshuvas about it recently. Of course, the tshuvas only happen in fairly recent times because this is a fairly new phenomenon. And it's always important to look at the dates of the tshuvas, because I think that has a bearing on things. So the first tshuva, if you look at your handout, if you're listening online, j.golker@gmail.com, I'll send you the handout. The Minchas Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Weiss, he writes this on Yom Hei, Dalad Iyah Tov Shin Chof Aleph, here in Manchester. This is before he went to Eretz Yisrael. And that's 1961. Okay, so then medically, that's quite a while ago. That's, 60 plus years ago. Says the Minchas Yitzchok, V'aldova she'dibarnu b'negeya lehimotzes harofim, b'meshem arkivim kulyo me'odon bari. You transplant a kidney, kulyo is a kidney, from a healthy person, b'odon echot she'kulyosu miskalkulo, to a recipient whose kidneys have failed. Imutu la'odon bari lahaniach, little kulya achas mishalai. Is a healthy person allowed to have a kidney taken from him, b'shvil refuas chaveiro, to benefit his friend? V'dibarnu meha, and we've spoken about this, d'reis chaveiro tover b'yam. If you're going for a walk and you see your friend drowning in the sea, im tzorech lehikones atzmo l'sofek sakona b'shvil hatzolas chaveiro. Are you allowed, or is it necessary to put yourself in a dangerous situation to help your friend? That's really the issue. Says the Minchas Yitzchok, fascinating. Hine, ro'isi b'sma, I've seen in the sma in Chesh Mishpot, shehevi b'shem ha'gon maimenis, shekosov b'shem ha'yerushalmi, d'mechuyev l'hachnis atzmei b'sofek sakona, that the sma writes, b'shem ha'gon maimenis, quoting the Yerushalmi, that a person is obligated to put himself into some form of danger, aval ha'rif v'harambam v'harosh v'atur v'shuchnor chishmitu, but no one brings this l'halocha. The Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, those are the three, by the way. In the introduction to the Shulchan Aruch, he says that, the Shulchan Aruch is writing a code of Jewish law. So how does he know which Rishon to go like? So you've got, dozens and dozens of Rishonim. So he says in the Hagdom, I'm going to base my psak on the consensus of two of the three great Rishonim. So the three Amudei HaRishonim are the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, and I'll go with the majority. Now, therefore, by the way, you have an inbuilt Sfaradi majority, because the Rambam and the Rif are Sfaradim, and therefore, and the Rosh is not. So therefore, the Ramah comes along and redresses the balance and puts, Tosfos, Rashi, other Rishonim of Ashkenaz. But either way, he says it's not in those three, in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. V'hapischei tshuva shom hevi b'shem sefer agodus, b'agodus eizoiv, tamashmot, and he gives the reason. Mishum da'ashas tilon palik, because Ashas, the Talmud Bavli, argues with the Talmud Yerushalmi. V'ayim behetiv v'pischei tshuva, etc. B'im oma, Hasar Yisrael, if a non-Jewish governor says to a Jew, Hanach liktzeis eve echod, v'im loy ameses Yisrael chavercho, you've got to allow us, we're going to chop off one of your hands in order that we're going to save your friend. And if you don't allow us, we're going to kill you for another Jewish person. That horrible conundrum. So says the Minchas Yitzchok, the pligu b'zeh, and therefore our Shas says you don't have to do it. It's allowed to do it as a Milis Chassidus if you want to, but you don't have to. V'haradvaz, the famous tshuva of the Radvaz, but tshuva is chilek, ben im yesh sakonola, he says, well, it depends how much danger is involved by you having a hand amputated. Tim ein sakona, have a Milis Chassidus. If there's no danger to you, then it's a Milis Chassidus. But yesh sakona, have a chosid shaita. But if there's danger to you, then you are a chosid shaita, a pious fool. Right, that's what the Radvaz says. Now, uvenidon didon, bevada ikasakona, says Rav Vozna, in our situation, to give a kidney, there is definitely danger and having the operation. V'gam lahabo, and not just now, the danger of having the operation, also in future, al hasoras kul yeshaloi, having only one kidney, that could be problematic. V'gam ha'demashma l'chereda plug surakim tzorecheloi, the machlek is only if you need to or not, avu mutzah im reitze, but it's mutzah, that seems to be it's mutzah if you want to. Kol zedafkim yachnis asmin ha'sofik zakona, yatz les chavir mebeira. It only applies if you know for certain you're going to save your friend. But if it's unknown, then maybe not. I'm just writing this to raise the issues, etc., etc. So the Minchas Yitzchok is very hesitant to allow kidney transplants, and he will only allow if the donor will definitely save the life of the recipient. And also the Tzitz Eliezer, who's the Dayan Waldenberg, he is also hesitant, and he's not so so forthcoming in allowing it. And he only allows it if the expert doctors are sure that there is no danger to the donor, etc., etc. However, other poskim take a much more sort of willing, lenient view, and they permit kidney donations, and they feel that the risk is nowadays is very minimal. And perhaps the most cited tshuva is Rav Avadi Yosef in the Chava Das in Chelik Gimel Siman Pei Dalet. He says Ulam be'emes. We know, we've spoken to doctors, mumchim, expert doctors, v'rei shemayim, who are God-fearing Jews, shedargas hasikun b'yitzos hakuli la'odom hatorim, the danger, the degree of danger for the person who is giving, he mu'etes ma'oit. It's very, very small. V'uchashatishim v'tishim achuzim, and 99% me'atormim, choyzim l'briyus ma'atikahiskina. In other words, 99% go back to their original health, and they don't have any adverse effects. So the fiza hari kol ma shehiskima poiskim anal she'osa lachem sas mesofek zakona. And when he quotes other poskim who say you can't because you can't put yourself in a case of sofek zakona, zehurak besofek hashikul ma she'inkei minedindon. That's only if there's a real danger. But in our situation, shebevada shemitzvi litroim kedei lhatzlis chaver mimaves botuach, then it's certainly allowed.
Is there an element of anything in the suit for another
Jew? That's a good question.
So I once was almost at the level of giving bone marrow.
You're right.
It's going to be in the 9 days, and I called Diana and she's nothing through the 9 days. She's only happy if you know that you're giving it to.
You're giving it to another Jew.
Know who you're giving it to.
Yeah, with bone marrow, you don't know the recipient.
I don't think with any donations, you not certainly not the time. Perhaps time elapses and they allow you to know.
So with blood, that's also the case. You give blood, you've got no idea where it's going to end up. So he made that chiluk.
Blood is a risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to come to that in a second.
That's why I asked. Yeah. For 9 days, should I do it? But
he said it's not the issue of danger; it's the issue of the recipient.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, So I hear that. So it comes out as a machlokas in the poskim, but the contemporary poskim, Rav Moshe as well, takes a more lenient line, like Rav Adya, and therefore they permit kidney donations so long as the risk is minimal, which it seems to be in the vast, vast majority of cases nowadays. There is a fascinating case, Rav Ravitz was the famous member of the Knesset, and he had 12 children, and he's no longer alive, this is going back a while, and he needed a kidney transplant. And all 12 children fought for the right to give their kidney to their father, and it went to a din Torah. And Rebbe Yashav presided over this din Torah, and each one had a different argument. I'm the eldest, and therefore I'm the Bukhar, and it comes to me, and I'm the youngest, and therefore statistically I'm most healthy. Each one had that, and Rebbe Yashav boiled it down to two, and he had to do a Goyrel, he had to do a lottery. I think he did the Gaon's Goyrel, the Goyrel HaGra, with the Vilna Gaon's famous Goyrel, and to work out which son would do it. But it's just, and it made the headlines at the time, you can imagine, fighting over a situation. It goes to a din Torah, we want the right, the zuchus, to give a kidney to our father. And one of the kids did it. Professor Rav Steinberg, one of the famous medical ethical people in the world today, he, in his writings, he sets out four requirements. And let's just go through what they are, just regarding halacha lemaisa of giving kidneys today. Number one, the surgery to remove the organ must not be dangerous. Okay, so we've seen that in Rav Adya, and Rav Moshe says the same. The donor must be able to continue his life normally after the donation. No ill effects. The donor must not require prolonged medical care. I guess that's linked to the second one. And the success rate for the recipient must be high. can't just be that it's very speculative or something. It's got to be, Babira, it's got to be some sort of success rate is very likely. Now, all of that is kidney donations. The other live donations that you mentioned earlier is, of course, blood and bone marrow. And that's easier because certainly blood and even bone marrow is easier to justify in halacha because for two reasons. Number one, blood and bone marrow is renewable as opposed to kidneys, which when you're taking it, you're taking it. That's it. But blood is certainly very renewable and bone marrow as well, just takes a little bit longer. And again, the element of danger is much safer and it presents very minimal risk to the donor. Interestingly, what would happen if the potential donor doesn't wish to donate his bone marrow and they know for sure it's a match? Now, can you force the person to do it? So that is debated. So Poskim differs to whether he can be compelled to donate. That's one interesting area. Another thing, Shlomo Zalman says, he said it's a mitzvah certain to donate bone marrow donor. I've got the sources cited there. But other live donations, which present a high risk, for example, I've given liver lobes, lung lobes, they're more difficult to justify because that's much more of an intrusive type of operation and the risks are therefore higher. So to summarize, when it comes to live organ donation in halacha, although you do come across psakim of quite old ones, you know, going back to the 1960s, where some poskim are more hesitant to allow it because of the dangers involved, the contemporary poskim seem that I think the mainstream view nowadays is that it's certainly allowed because the risks are minimal, but subject to these requirements. That there needs to be, can't be dangerous, the person's got to be able to continue a healthy lifestyle, the success rate for the recipient must be high, etc., etc. And giving blood and bone marrow, again, is fine. The Igros Moshe says, in the box on the top of the second page, he says, Yesh tam godl shlelesa. I'll tell you, I'll give you a good reason why it's not asa. They would let blood left, right, and center. In the olden days, it was quite a common, and certainly in the times of the Gemara, it's a very common phenomenon. And even if it's just to sort of, to make you feel a little easier, lighter, then it would be okay. And therefore, there must be some sort of health benefit to it. It hasn't been such a big change in the human makeup that in those days it was considered very healthy, that it must be some benefit nowadays, says Ramesha. You can extract the blood with minimal pain. Therefore, there's no reason to prohibit letting blood nowadays. And therefore, you want to be making you to give blood, then it would be absolutely fine to give that, says Yedida Ramesha Feinstein. Okay, so that's, because the parasha begins with Thomas Shamirim, Vatikoveshom, Miriam dies.
Yeah.
And a lot of discussion about organ donation is about harvesting organs after the person has passed away. And therefore, organ donations after the person has passed away to harvest organs for that. So therefore, organ donations is connected to death. It's a bit tenuous, but it's a good topic to talk about. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.